يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا الذين اتخذوا دينكم هزوا ولعبا من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم والكفار أولياء واتقوا الله إن كنتم مؤمنين.
Believers, do not take for your allies those who make a mockery and sport of your faith, be they those given the book before you or other unbelievers. Fear Allah if you indeed believe.
وَإِذَا نَادَيْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ اتَّخَذُوهَا هُزُوًا وَلَعِبًا ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ.
And when you call for prayer, they take it for a mockery and sport. That is because they are a people who do not understand. And when you call for prayer, they take it for a mockery and sport. When they hear the call to prayer, the unbelievers make fun of it by mimicry, pervert its words to ridicule it, and utter disparaging and taunting remarks about it. That is because they are a people who do not understand. These are merely acts of stupidity on the part of unbelievers. Had they not been ignorant and foolish, they would not have stooped to such base tactics, despite their significant differences with the Muslims on religious questions. After all, can any reasonable person be happy to see the people who call to the worship of God be ridiculed and mocked?
قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ هَلْ تَنْقِمُونَ مِنَّا إِلَّا أَنْ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا إلينا وما أنزل من قبل وأن أكثركم فاسقون.
Say to them, people of the book, do you hate us for anything else except that we believe in Allah and in the teaching which has been revealed to us and in the teaching which has been revealed before? Indeed, most of you are transgressors.
قُلْ هَلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِشَرٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكَ مَثُوبَةً عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ لَعْنَهُ اللَّهُ وَغَضِبَ عَلَيْهِ وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ وَعَبَدَ الطَّاغُوتِ أولئك شر مكانا وأضل عن سواء السبيل.
Then say to them, shall I tell you about those whose retribution with Allah is even worse? They are the ones whom Allah has cursed and who incurred His wrath, and some of whom were changed into apes and swine, and who served with false deities. Such have an even worse rank and have strayed farther away from the right path. This alludes to the Jews whose history shows that they were subjected over and over again to the wrath and scourge of God. When they desecrated the law of the Sabbath, the faces of many of them were distorted, and subsequently their degeneration reached such a low point that they took to worshipping Satan quite openly. The purpose of saying all this is to draw attention to their criminal boldness. While they had sunk to the lowest level of evil, transgression and moral decadence, they vigorously opposed all those who, thanks to their faith, lived a truly pious and righteous life.
وَإِذَا جَاءُوكُمْ قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَقَدْ دَخَلُوا بِالْكُفْرِ وَهُمْ قَدْ خَرَجُوا بِهِ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْتُمُونَ.
Whenever they come to you, they say, we believe, whereas in fact they come disbelieving and go away disbelieving. And Allah knows all that they hide.
وَتَرَى كَثِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ وَأَكْلِهِمُ السُّحْتِ لَبِئْسَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
will see many of them hastening towards sin and transgression and devouring unlawful earnings. Indeed, what they do is evil.
لولا ينهاهم الربانيون والأحبار عن قولهم الإثم وأكلهم السحت لبئس ما كانوا يصنعون.
Why is it that their scholars and jurists do not forbid them from sinful utterances and devouring unlawful earnings? Indeed, they have been contriving evil.
وقالت اليهود يد الله مغلولة غلت أيديهم ولعنوا بما قالوا بل يداه مبسوطتان ينفق كيف يشاء وليزيدن كثيرا منهم ما أنزل إليك من ربك طغيانا وكفرا وألقينا بينهم العداوة والبغضاء إلى يوم القيامة كلما أوقدوا نارا للحرب أطفأها الله ويسعون في الأرض فسادا والله لا يحب المفسدين.
The Jews say, the hand of Allah is fettered. It is their own hands which are fettered, and they stand cursed for the evil they have uttered. No, His hands are outspread. He spends as He wills. Surely, the message that has been revealed to you from your Lord has increased many of them in their insurgence and unbelief. And so we have cast enmity and spite among them until the day of resurrection. And as often as they kindle the fire of war, Allah extinguishes it. And they go about trying to spread mischief on earth, whereas Allah does not love those who spread mischief. The Jews say, the hand of Allah is fettered. To say that someone's hands are tied in Arabic usage is to say that he is niggardly, that something prevents him from being generous and bountiful. Thus, the Jewish observation does not mean that God's hand is literally tied, but that he is niggardly and miserly. For centuries, the Jews had lived in humiliation and misery. Their past greatness had become legend, seemingly too remote ever to be restored. So they would blasphemously lament that God had become a miser, and that as the door to His treasury was now permanently locked, that He had nothing to offer them except suffering and calamity. This attitude, however, is not confined to the Jews. When confronted with trials and tribulations, foolish people of other nations too are prone to utter such blasphemies rather than turn to God with humble prayer and supplication. It is their own hands which are fettered. They accused God of the miserliness from which they themselves had suffered and had become notorious for. And they stand cursed for the evil they have uttered. If they entertained the hope that by such insolent and taunting expressions they might evoke God's munificence, and that His bounties would begin to shower upon them, they were dreaming of the impossible. Indeed, such insolence was bound to have the opposite effect, to alienate them further from God's bounty, to cast them even further from His mercy. Surely, the message that has been revealed to you from your Lord has increased many of them in their insurgence and unbelief. Instead of learning any lessons from the Book of God, instead of recognizing their own mistakes and wrongs, and then trying to make amends for them, instead of probing their miserable situation and then turning to reform, they reacted by launching a violent campaign of opposition to truth and righteousness. Rather than take to the right way as a result of being reminded of the forgotten lesson of righteousness, they attempted to suppress the voice which sought to remind them and others of such things.
وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَكَفَّرْنَا عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ وَلَأَدْخَلْنَاهُمْ جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ.
Had the people of the book only believed and been God-fearing, we should surely have effaced from them their evil deeds and caused them to enter gardens of bliss.
وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ أَقَامُوا التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَأَكَلُوا مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ وَمِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِهِمْ مِنْهُمْ أُمَّةٌ مُقْتَصِدَةٌ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ سَاءَ مَا يَعْمَلُونَ.
Had the people of the book observed the Torah and the Gospel and all that had been revealed to them from their Lord, sustenance would have been showered over them from above and risen from beneath their feet. Some among them certainly keep to the right path, but many of them do things which are evil. Sustenance would have been showered over them from above and risen from beneath their feet. In the Old Testament, Leviticus chapter 26 and Deuteronomy chapter 28 record a sermon of Moses in which he impresses upon Israel in great detail the bounties and blessings of God with which they would be endowed if they obeyed his commandments, and the afflictions, scourges, and devastations that would descend upon them if they disobeyed him and rejected the book of God. That sermon of Moses is the best explanation of this verse of the Quran.